Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, which means tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'm delighted that you've joined us today at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Derek Prince is teaching us this week about things we Americans in particular need to know about our heritage, about the blessings of God, and about how we ought to honor God on this day that is set aside to express Thanksgiving. These are vital truths. So while you're doing whatever you're doing to prepare for tomorrow, listen to the word of the Lord through Derek Prince.
I don't need to remind you this is a special week in our American calendar, the week in which, as a nation, we celebrate Thanksgiving. Many of your personal and family arrangements for this week will center around this fact. The messages that I'll be bringing you throughout this week will likewise center around this theme. I want to begin by reminding you how important it is to be thankful and to give thanks. The Bible has a great deal to say about this. For an example of this principle today, I want to turn to the story of Jonah. You remember the story of the disobedient prophet, how he turned his back on God and refused God's call to go to Nineveh? And he went west when God told him to go east, and every step he took from then on was a step downwards, down from the mountains to the plain, from the plain to the city, from the city to the harbor, from the harbor to the ship, and then from the ship in the midst of the storm down into the sea. But there God had prepared a great fish, which swallowed up Jonah. And when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he prayed. And in Jonah chapter 2, we have a record of his prayer. For several verses, Jonah prays out of agony. And then a change comes in his prayer. And I just want to read to you the last few verses of this prayer, beginning in Jonah 2, verse 7. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to thee into thy holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land. You see, Jonah's mere praying didn't get the result. But when he added giving thanks to praying, there was a dramatic change. That's a very important principle. It's not enough to pray. It's very, very important that we cultivate the practice of giving thanks. So many times, if we don't get an answer just by praying, we'll find, like Jonah, that a tremendous change will come if we'll also give thanks. Now, because this is Thanksgiving week, I want to make a special practical application of this principle, the importance of giving thanks. I feel that this is one of the great defects in American society today. There's so little real thankfulness, so much complaining, so much bitterness, much of it simply because we fail to give thanks. So let's adjust that a little this week. Each day this week, I'm focusing on some particular aspect of life for which we in America need to thank God. My previous two talks this week, the particular aspects of American life that I focused on, were our religious liberty and our gospel outreach. Today, I want to thank God for the limitless opportunities that we enjoy in this country, opportunities which are not available to most people in most other countries. Again, I probably need to mention my own personal background. I was born in India, brought up in Britain. I was well over 40 years old before I first came to the United States. I've lived for considerable periods of time in three other continents, in Asia, in Africa, and in Europe. So when I came to the United States, I had an objectivity which perhaps most Americans lack. Let me also say that in 1970, I took American citizenship. So I'm an American by choice.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can focused prayer and fasting change the course of history? Noted author and Bible teacher Derek Prince says an emphatic yes. In his book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, Derek recounts personal experiences and cites biblical examples that reveal the role God desires believers to play as key events unfold on earth. You'll discover why we must pray for the government, how history has been shaped before, the ways fasting intensifies prayer, and the power and blessing that comes through it. As our thank you for your gift of $14 or more, we'll send you a copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Impact the destiny of your nation. 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
I want to mention some of the opportunities which I see in this country, which are not found in most other countries. For instance, the opportunities for education. We take it for granted that education is compulsory up to a certain age. But in most countries, most parts of the world, that is not true. I served in education in East Africa for 5 years, and I remember young Africans that would walk 20 or 30 miles both ways in bare feet, simply to apply for an opening in my college. And in most cases, I couldn't give them an opening because the places were already filled. Think about the opportunities for employment. I'm aware there's a certain measure of unemployment, but you should compare that with other countries. A little while back, I was visiting in one of the islands in the Caribbean. When I came off the ship, a young man came up to me and offered his services as my guide. I told him I didn't need a guide, but he stuck with me. He just wouldn't leave me. As we got into conversation, I learned his background. He was fairly well educated, was a presentable young man with a good personality, but there was just no opportunity for employment. Because he couldn't get a job, he couldn't get married. He didn't have any way to support a wife. He wanted to leave the country and immigrate to the United States, but a passport in his country cost something like $20, and he couldn't even raise the money for a passport. Now, that's not a unique situation. That's a situation that prevails, perhaps, in the majority of the nations of this world today. Then think about the communication we enjoy. Have you ever thanked God for the telephone system in America? If you haven't, you need to try making a telephone call in some of the nations in the world. Believe me, you'd come back with a new sense of gratitude for the amazingly efficient and available telephone system. I don't want to mention by name the countries in which I've tried, because it could be offensive to the citizens of those countries. But believe me, there is no other country in the world where you have the same facilities to make phone conversations as you do in the United States, except perhaps in Canada. And what about transportation? Think of the different choices we have of how to travel, by car, by train, by airplane. You might say, well, there's a shortage of fuel. Has it occurred to you that that shortage of fuel may be one of the ways that God is reminding us we haven't been thankful enough for all the privileges of travel that we have been enjoying? Perhaps one way to deal with the fuel shortage is to get down on our knees and thank God for all the privileges we've enjoyed. There are so many other privileges I could mention too. What about the choice of vacations that you have? The length of vacations. Most people in this country expect 2 or 3 weeks vacation a year. There are a whole lot of countries in the world where people don't even know the meaning of the word vacation. And yet we so often take it for granted. So one of the ways that we're celebrating Thanksgiving week in this radio ministry is by stopping to thank God for the privileges and the blessings we enjoy in this country. I've mentioned three: the religious liberty we enjoy, the gospel outreach from this nation, and the limitless opportunities that we have in fields such as education, employment, communication, transportation, and vacation. Also, I want to thank God today just for this radio broadcast. I want to thank God for you listeners and for all the people who serve me so faithfully to make this radio broadcast possible. Will you pause and pray with me just for a moment? God, we want to thank you again today for all the blessings we enjoy in this nation. We want to thank you collectively as a nation. We want to thank you individually as people. We want to declare to you that we're grateful. We want to express that gratitude today by prayer and by thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for praying with me. Now let me share with you a topic of Thanksgiving on a rather more personal basis. Each week I receive letters from listeners thanking me for the help and the blessing they receive from this radio ministry. Each day this week I'm going to read from one or more of these letters to share them with you, to share the blessings. For instance, a young woman writes, "First of all, I want to say a big thank you. After listening to one of your messages about surrendering to Jesus, I gave my heart and life to Jesus as my Savior and Lord, all alone, except for the Holy Spirit and angels, in my bedroom. 8 days later, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Lord truly made a new creature out of me, and I love Him more and more, and He grows more precious to me all the time, both through the mountains and the valleys. Praise His name." And then, from Houston, Texas, "I listen to your program whenever possible. Your teaching has always had a special anointing in my life. Recently, your book, The Marriage Covenant, has blessed me. It opened a new understanding of covenant, the whole basis of our relationship with God. Thank you for your clear and faithfully accurate teaching." And then from Columbia University in New York, "God bless you bounteously. I have just arrived at work, but I just have to sit down and write to you. I heard your broadcast on marriage this morning, and I have been on cloud nine ever since. I feel so much joy and expectancy."
You know, it's so moving to listen to Derek Prince, this famous Christian teacher, talk about his love for his adopted country, and maybe more than that, his understanding and love for the spiritual heritage of America. Many Americans don't even know this, but Derek Prince chose this country, and he understood what God had done, and he understood the value of Thanksgiving as a day to express our gratitude to God. I hope that's what you're planning to do tomorrow. Listen, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us again tomorrow on Thanksgiving as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.